Got a question for the ladies. All women I know have got a very clear line. On one side of the line, things they're happy, confident, comfortable, and enjoy doing sexually with a loving partner. On the other side of the line, things they've been asked to do that they've said no. What I would like to know, ladies, is what have you been asked to do that you've said no? I don't mean like reverse park or wash up. Where do you draw the line is really what I'm asking. What have you been asked to do that you said no? You look confused. Did you not realise you could turn shit down? No idea. You're just hearing now.
Anal!
You draw the line at anal. What, sorry? Yeah, totally. But on his birthday, yeah? Man up, lady. That's where you draw the line. Okay, any advance on that? Any other weirder things? A threesome. What kind of threesome was it, madam? Was it two guys and you, or a proper one? Go on, what kind of threesome was it? Two women. I think that on the surface that sounds misogynistic, doesn't it? He's gone, oh, I need two women to satisfy me because I'm such a man. I don't think that's what it's about. I think he was thinking of you. He was thinking, wouldn't it be lovely if after lovemaking she had someone to talk to? Thinking of you. Loves you. Any others? Any advance on this? Egging. What, sorry?
Egging.
I'm not sure if I'm mishearing or you can't talk. It's tough. Go on, what are you saying?
Pegging.
Pegging. The fuck is pegging? Isn't that just running? What's pegging? Do you mean foreplay? and she wouldn't do that, sir. What a prude. Any...
Blumkey.
What's a blumkey? Mistaken, she just said, it's when you give a guy a blowjob while he's having a shit. Sorry, madam, a guy asked you to do that. You know what, though? I admire that guy. Because that's what made this country great. That's what made civilization great. Daring to dream. There's an optimistic man. Oh, I'm having a shit. I've had loads of shit. It's pretty boring. What about... This whole area is free. It's all going on back here. At what point in the relationship did he ask for that?
The end.
The end. Not a bad way to end a relationship. Things aren't going well, you're not getting on. I'll see if she'll suck me off while I'm having a shit. Because if she says yes, I think she loves you. Has anyone here actually seen a ghost? Well, go on, what did you see, madam? Tell us the story. And there was no one there. Go on, what did you see? I make you nervous. You've seen the undead. And I make you nervous. Doesn't really show me in a good light, does it? Come on. Where were you when you saw the apparition? You were in a friend's house. Right. Her stepfather was what, sorry? I think I may have cracked this case already. There's a stepfather involved. Was there ectoplasm? Go on, what happened? Were you upstairs? Were you... You were in his son's bedroom. Of course you were, love. Go on. He had died. You should have mentioned that sooner. And then you started seeing weird shit. I'm loving this. There's a special name for people that have seen ghosts. Schizophrenic. All the best with your future. Of course, not all fat people are jolly. Some of them are women. You shouldn't be mean. Fat girls got feelings. Mainly they're hungry. It's only a joke, isn't it? It's only a bit of fun. I told it the other night and a girl got up and walked out. Well, waddled out. I presume offended, possibly just peckish. Whenever... The most annoying thing my sister does is that show Chatty Man. That's the most annoying heckle that I get at gigs. I like it when people join in. I like a bit of a heckle and a bit of fun. But the most annoying one I get is when I've set up a joke, just about to do the punchline, and someone goes, invariably it's the same thing. It's always, where's Alan? Where's Alan? It's not my, like, bête noir. It's just a bit annoying. Where's Alan? He's at your house fucking your dad. I think we all knew, including him, I think we all knew that was a trap. I could feel you as one going, hold, hold, hold. And then one brave soul over there said, no. I'm taking one for the team. Or rather, your daddy's. Of course, not all gay people are happy, camp and fun. Some of them are lesbians. If you're a lesbian and you didn't find that funny, you're surprising no one. Are there any lesbians in? No, my gaydar is pretty much honed in on this pair down there. Hello, how are you two? You all right? Yeah. Are you? I presume you're a couple?
Married, yes.
You're married? Oh, congratulations. Thank you. Fabulous. How long have you been married?
Since October.
Since October? My God, it's new and fresh. Have you even finished consummating the relationship?
No.
You don't know when you're finished, do you? That's one of the problems with your lifestyle choice. We'll just put that on hold. We'll be back in a minute. Well, so you're married, you're committed to each other. Well, it's maybe a crazy question to ask you because you're in this long-term relationship and you love each other, but what would it take to get you back on solids? She's a definite no and you're a maybe. Okay, good. Oh, I love my job. I tell you what, I'm going to do a test and see whether we've got any other sisters in the room, see if there's any other lesbian. Sisters. Like, I'm a lesbian. I've got the haircut. Come on. I look a bit like K.D. Lang. I could get away with it. But I'm going to test the heterosexuality of the other ladies in the room. Just a simple question to test this. Ladies, have you read 50 Shades of Grey? Yes! You've all read that book? You love that book. I would describe 50 Shades of Grey as the ultimate flick book. It was the best-selling book last year. What's the world coming to? It was the best-selling book last year. I can prove it. Last year, wettest on record. I think it's a very interesting book because, although it's not a great piece of literature, it's more gusset typing. It's interesting because it's pornography for ladies. That's what it is, right? And men, that book is in our houses, isn't it? 50 Shades of Grey is in our house, and we've not even picked it up. We're not looking at your pornography, ladies. We're not interested in your kind of pornography. We're very happy with the service broadband is providing. Have we got any teachers in this evening? Is there any teachers? Oh, loads of teachers in. You work bloody hard, don't you, teachers? Half the year, 5 hours a day. I'm not knocking it. I could never do what you people do for a living. Not because it's difficult. I wouldn't pass a CRB check. I've actually got a bit of a soft spot for teachers. I used to go out with a teacher and she was lovely. But if ever I wanted sex, she always insisted to put my hand up first. That is ruder than it first appears. You're welcome. Have we got any special needs teachers in? You teach special needs? Oh, there was a woo over there. What's your name, madam? Danielle, very nice to have you in. All I was going to say about special needs teachers is you are the best and the brightest, in my humble opinion, the best and the brightest teachers. Because I can prove it. We all know teachers socially, yes? Yeah. Everyone knows teachers. And teachers are always moaning on about, oh, I've got homework to mark this evening. Not you, hey, Danielle? You're not grading potato paintings, are you? Fuck it. Your evenings are your own. Fair play. Is that a little yay? See, the other teacher's looking, oh, fucking annoyed. I didn't think of that. What, sorry? You used to teach at my school, at Burnham Grammar. Did you? Not when I was there, surely. No, unless you moisturise a lot. Are you, where are you from? You're from Belfast, right? Ginger and community. I was just saying what you said to me back. Oh, how come you're teaching over here then? Are you in the witness relocation scheme? What the fuck happened? Fucking grass. What do you teach? What subject? What, sorry?
English.
English? You can barely fucking pronounce. I recently read Great Expectations, and it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. I can do a brilliant Michael Jackson impersonation. Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
I just need a young volunteer that can keep a secret. You know those human statues you get in the middle of town? You know the ones painted silver and gold, stand stock still? And then if you give them like 50p when you walk past, they move their hand like a fraction? Actually works out cheaper if you're going to go past them every day just to buy a taser. I had a thing happen in the high street the other day. You know the charity muggers? You know the ones with the clipboard and the optimism in the high street? I dodged two of the cunts and the third one got me with what I considered to be an unfair tactic, the backwards walk and talk. So I hadn't stopped, I hadn't made eye contact, and she told me her sad story as she trotted along backwards. And the wording was just perfect for me. She said, you know how often people die from AIDS? I said, I'm not an expert, but I'm guessing just the once. what's your name? What, sorry?
Toby.
Toby, do you mind me sharing with the group? Thank you very much indeed, Toby. That makes it much easier. Because there's a heckle. It's quite a good heckle, quite a funny heckle. But we have to do a heckle put down now. God. I would love if I could just let it go, but I can't. There are rules. But you don't mind me sharing with the group, so it makes it much easier. We can go old school. What, sorry?
Stop stalling.
Don't panic, sir. I've got this. I'll have to put you on arsehole waiting. Toby's mum is so fat. She's a fucking disgrace, Toby. Your mum is such a chunky monkey wobble slob. Fatty boom batty blubbernaut. She's so fucking fat, when she fell down the stairs, I thought EastEnders had finished. Boom, 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 boom. True story. You, sir. What did you say? What was it? Stop stalling? Yeah? What's your name?
Gary.
Are you trying to say Gary? Watch me. Gary. Yeah. 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 The fuck is that? Well, Gary, if you want my comeback, you'll have to scrape it off your mum's teeth. Any other? Sorry, sir, could you just repeat what you said there? She's on the blob. How nicely put, sir. I think a lesser man might have said menstruation. or her time of the month, or maybe period. Even Arsenal are playing at home, or she has the red devil in her belly. Up on bricks. But you went with the much more genteel. On the blob! She's on the blob, isn't she? I think in all seriousness, if a woman says, look, I can't have sex, I've got my period, I would say, well, your arse isn't bleeding, is it? Yet. Yet. Come on in, sit down. What's your name, madam?
Alexa.
Alexa. And what is it, some sort of cystitis? What's the matter? What do you do for a living, Alexa?
Lots of things.
You do lots of things?
Yeah.
Yes, I think I've seen a card advertising your services. Are you new in town? Go on, sir. Don't let me guess.
So, I'm an aspiring presenter.
You're an aspiring presenter?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I'll say to you what I say to all aspiring presenters that I meet. I'll have an Americano, please. Oh, I fucking love my job. Gentlemen, do you remember what you were doing the first time you told a woman that you loved her? I do, I was lying. Don't give me that look, it worked, I fucked her. Are there couples in? Give us a shout. I've got a theory about sex in long-term relationships. So the received wisdom is it's men that instigate sex within a long-term relationship. It's the man that says, should we go upstairs for a bit of slap and tickle, bit of how's your father, bit of sticky belly. Whatever you call it in your houses. But it's the man that asks. I think that is misogynistic bullshit. That's like saying the man's got the sex drive and the woman is just passive. I reckon it's about 50-50 in most relationships. The reason you don't notice when women ask for sex is because when women ask for sex, it happens. We've got the expression getting lucky because we're rolling the dice, ladies. If your woman says to you, do you want to go upstairs and fuck? Yep. It doesn't matter what else is going on. You could be full of flu. You could have just received devastating news. You could have just been shot in the leg by her. Do you want to go upstairs and fuck? Yes, I do. But sometimes, gentlemen, you'll know this, sometimes in a long-term relationship, you'll suggest becoming amorous with your partner, you'll suggest having sex, and she'll say no. And then she will give you some kind of mercurial strange reason as to why sex could not occur at that moment in time. And you would like to respond, you'd like to argue back, but you can't think of anything because you can't think at all because all the blood is somewhere else. So I thought, well, why don't we take advantage of the situation we find ourselves in? Why don't we workshop it? What reasons have you heard, gentlemen, not to have sex, and we'll come up with a response? What have you heard? Headache. Tired. Okay, let's deal with those in order. Headache, easy. If a woman says, look, I've got a headache, just say, I'm going to be right at the other end. I could not be further away from that problem. Also, I'm going to fuck you. We're not doing Sudoku. You're not going to need your wits about me. Tired. Tired is like the modern equivalent of headache. And I think genuinely, if a woman says to you, look, I can't have sex, I'm tired, what you've got to do, you've got to listen, obviously. You've got to acknowledge. It's not enough just to listen. She's got to know that you've heard. And then make a suggestion. That's my advice anyway. Don't demand anything from a woman. Make a suggestion. So if a woman said, look, I can't have sex, I'm tired, I'd say, of course you're tired, I hear you, you've got the kids, you've got the house, you've got work, you must be exhausted. So why don't you, and it's just a suggestion, but why don't you do what you normally do and just fucking lie there? You lazy fucking cow. Any other excuses for not having... Pregnant? She's too young. This is a long-term relationship you're in, right? She's like, I really can't have sex with you, I'm too young. Yeah. Any? What was that one? Pregnant. Are you trying to nudge her towards a three-way? Is that bad? Clearly, yes.
Same thing!
don't want to alarm anyone, but we've got a pirate in the house.
Hoist the mainsail. She's dead.
She's dead, and yet you're still hearing a voice saying no. That isn't her, that's your conscience, you monster. We went out for a drink the other night, me and my girlfriend, and we were chatting about what people actually think about when they're having sex. Not a conversation I would recommend. She said to me, she said, what kind of a man fantasizes about his partner's friends whilst he's actually having sex with his partner? And I said, promise you won't get mad. What do you think is the most important thing in a relationship? Give us a shout.
Sex.
Sex. How long have you been together with your woman?
4 years.
4 years, and sex is still the most important thing. Well, you, sir, are a liar. Up to 2 years, I would give you. Up to 2 years is fine, but sex is the most important thing. You're ripping each other's clothes off. It's fantastic. After 2 years, what's that coming up on the inside? Coming up pretty fast. Sky Plus. Any other thoughts? Most important thing in a relationship?
Trust.
A lot of ladies saying trust. Any other?
Cricket.
Cooking. Cooking's the most important thing. Are you the guy from Quantum Leap? Have you just got here from 1970? Cooking's the most important thing in a relationship. Have you ever become engaged by awarding someone a bread maker by any chance? Not the weirdest answer. The weirdest answer I had recently. I said, what's the most important thing in a relationship? And a bloke went, consent. There was a guy up in Edinburgh. I said, most important thing in a relationship? And he went, me. A terrified-looking woman next to him going... Any other thoughts? Lubricant. Well, if you run out... Any other?
Alcohol.
What, sorry?
A puncture repair kit.
A puncture repair kit? Funny, I like that. I think it deserved more. Come on. Any other? What, sorry?
Love.
Grow up. Who are you in a relationship with? You're My Little Pony. Any other thoughts? Most important thing?
Laughter.
Laughter? Well, I don't know about that. I do think a sense of humour is what I look for in a woman, because if a woman can see the funny side of life, she's much less likely to press charges. I think trust. For me, I think trust is the most important thing in a relationship. Because if you're with a woman and you don't 100% trust her, how do you know she's not going to tell your wife? Has anyone in here been flashed?
Yeah.
Go on, what happened, madam? Is it a funny story or is it distressing?
I was in a club and some guy flashed me.
In a club? Yeah. In a club and someone flashed you in the club?
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't go off with a man in a club? I was kissing him and under his zip and then he flashed me. Go on, what happened? Tell me the story.
It was in the middle of the dance floor.
Middle of the dance floor and he was throwing some shapes and one of his was... So to get rid of the guy, your friend told him you were lesbians. That's how these two started, but then they liked it, so they stuck with it. And did that work?
She said, we don't like cock.
Someone got his cock out in the middle of the dance floor in a club, and you went, oh no, sorry, we're lesbians. You could have just told him to fuck off, you're incredibly polite. I'll make up an excuse so he doesn't feel bad. I don't want the flasher to feel rejected. How nice are you? And has anyone else been flashed?
I got arrested for flashing.
You got arrested for flashing?
Yeah.
Well, don't take it out on me. What do you mean you got arrested for flashing?
Well, I was going for a piss.
You were going for a piss? This sounds like bullshit to me. You were going for a piss. Where were you going for a piss? Set the scene for us. I've never met anyone that's flashed. Go on. It's going for a piss in a primary school.
In a car park.
Got in a car park, okay.
Park outside.
In a car park outside, you're going for a piss. Caught short. Late at night, fine, okay.
Yeah, and I needed a piss, so I went up against a tree.
You went up against a tree?
Yeah.
Turned out it wasn't a tree, it was a fat girl. Go on, so you walked up to a tree to take a pee in a car park. This doesn't sound terrible. So far, I'm on this guy's side. Go on.
So there was a woman in the trees.
There was a woman in the trees. Sounds like you've broken dogging etiquette by pissing on someone. So you went up to take a piss on a tree, and there was a woman in the tree.
She was walking. There's a pathway.
She was walking, okay.
And it was outside a police station.
What kind of a fucking idiot are you? You went for a piss in the police station car park. Why don't you just turn yourself in? That's a cry for help, if ever I heard one. Lock me up before I hurt someone. And what, did she scream? Did she complain? What happened?
She went into the police station and they came out and arrested me for indecent exposure.
They came out and arrested you for indecent... Is it because you're a bit ginger? Do you think they would have let you off if you hadn't been quite as... I'm sorry about these lights as well. We could well be giving you skin cancer. I think I'm on your side there. If you were taking a piss, that's not indecent exposure, is it? What do you think? Are we on this guy's side?
Yeah.
There's one man, no. Stop pissing outside, you crazy fool. But because there was a woman in the other night with a story. She said, oh, I got flashed. And then she told me the story, and I wasn't sure. She said, I got flashed. I said, has anyone been flashed? She went, yeah, I got flashed in Disneyland. I said, I'm all ears. She said, I was in Disneyland, Florida. I was walking in past the hotels in Disneyland and into the park, and I looked up at one of the hotels, and a guy was opening his bedroom curtains, flashed me. I said, no, he didn't. You are a peeping Tom. My girlfriend wants a diamond ring, and the only reason I know that is it's pretty much all she fucking talks about. Let's face facts. The only way my girlfriend's getting a diamond ring is if the vajazzler slips. I don't really understand the vajazzle. I mean, I know what a vajazzle is. I know what it is. They whip away all the hair from your foo-foo, and then they diamante it. I say they, I imagine you get some pritstick and glitter and have a crack yourself. Have a sparkly crack yourself, you're welcome. I just don't know who that's for. I've never met a man who said to me, oh, I love vaginas. But I wish they were a bit more zhuzhy. A few more sparkles wouldn't go amiss. I want a glamour-puss, a showbiz entrance. Has anyone had a vajazzle? She had. What motif did you go for, madam?
I just had a heart, because I was a little bit embarrassed to ask for one.
You had a heart?
Yeah.
Because you were embarrassed to ask for...
like, something spectacular.
You were embarrassed to ask for something spectacular. So, you were fine with someone putting glitter on your fanny, but you went, I don't want to ask for anything embarrassing. How adorable. And was it for a special occasion, or was it just...
Why not?
You thought, why not? Well, plenty of fucking reasons. Basic hygiene. Your boyfriend could chip a tooth. And it was definitely a proper vajazzle, not a Liverpool vajazzle, which is just a euphemism for herpes. Has anyone else come across a vajazzle?
He has.
He has. Not hers, I hope. Go on, what do they have?
I can't remember, it was my stag do.
You can't remember, it was your stag do? Oh! You can't remember anything. Sounds like a Liverpool vajazzle to me. No, love, I don't know what happened, it's just really itchy. Fucking hell! Obviously, I could never get a vajazzle because I don't have a vajayjay, but I would consider glitter balls. You know, for a special occasion. Whenever I'm in the changing rooms at the gym, I'm always embarrassed by the fact my penis is so much bigger than everyone else's. But then, in fairness, it is erect. I saw a woman wearing a top, it said super dry on the front. I said, have you thought about lubricants or HRT? Maybe a little bit of Aussie charm? Are you familiar with the term Aussie charm? Just means... Australian charm, you're welcome. Very pleasing look from the ladies of London as if to say, well, I didn't know that had a name, but yes, that does happen.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.